This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the election campaign in Uttar Pradesh today by addressing a rally at Meerut. The BJP has fielded the TV serial Ramayan fame Arun Govil from the Meerut Lok Sabha constituency. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary and several other BJP leaders will be present on the occasion. Uttar Pradesh will go to polls in 7 phases. BJP-led NDA has expressed confidence that it will again come to power at the centre, and for this, Uttar Pradesh will be crucial as it has the highest number of 80 parliamentary constituencies. A total of 97 candidates are in the fray for 5 Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra, where polling will be held in the first phase on the 19th of April. Yesterday was the last day of withdrawing nominations. All the 5 seats, Nagpur, Chandrapur, Ramtek, Bhandara Gondia and Gadchiroli Chimur, are in the states with that region. Only in Ramtek, the main contestants are from the Congress Party and the Shiv Sena led by Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. The remaining 4 seats will see fights between Congress and the BJP. There are 13 candidates in the fray from unrecognized parties and 12 independents. In Assam, 35 candidates are in the fray for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls for 5 seats. One candidate withdrew the nomination yesterday at the Jorhat seat. The BJP is contesting in all 5 seats. The Congress has fielded candidates for 4 seats while supporting Assam Jatiya Parishad at Dibrugarh. For the BJP, Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal, MP Pradhan Barwa, Kamakhya Prasad Tasha and Topon Kumar Gogoi, MLA Ranjit Datta are in the fray. Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi, former MLA Rosalina Tirki and Uday Shankar Hazarika are also contesting. The president of Assam Jatiya Parishad, Lurin Jyoti Gogoi, is contesting from the Dibrugarh seat. In Arunachal Pradesh, 10 BJP MLAs have been declared elected unopposed after the last date of withdrawal of nominations yesterday. Arunachal Pradesh is going to simultaneous polls for its 60-seat Legislative Assembly and 2 Lok Sabha constituencies on the 19th of April in a single phase. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, questioned the Delhi Transport Minister and AAP leader Kailash Gehlot for 5 hours yesterday in connection with an alleged money laundering case linked to the Delhi liquor policy scam. Talking to the media while leaving the ED office after interrogation, Mr. Gehlot said that he answered all the questions from the agency and will continue to cooperate in the probe. The Special Cell of Delhi Police has filed a charge sheet in the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act case against NewsClick founder and editor Prabir Purkayasth over allegations that the news portal received funds to spread pro-China propaganda. According to officials, the charge sheet, consisting of around 9,000 pages, contains information regarding 480 electronic devices confiscated during various raids conducted during the probe. The festival of Easter is being celebrated all over the world today, marking the faithful belief that Jesus rose from the dead after being crucified. Midnight Easter prayers were held at various churches across the country last night. Joy celebrations is marked as a symbol of new beginnings and the arrival of spring. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens living in India and abroad, especially the Christians, on the occasion of Easter. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also has greeted people on Easter. Furthermore, Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished everyone a joyful Easter. In IPL cricket, there are 2 matches scheduled for today. In the first match, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 3:30 p.m. and Delhi Capitals will face Chennai Super Kings at YS Rajasekhar Reddy Stadium in Vishakhapatnam at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Punjab Kings by 21 runs in the 11th match of the league at Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.